Hey, this is Eric, and welcome to Control-Alt-Achieve for September 22nd, 2021. Today's topic is a Halloween-themed drag-and-drop poetry template for Google Drawings. Magnetic poetry kits have been around for decades, providing children and adults with inspiration to create poems on refrigerators everywhere. Inspired by this, I have created a Halloween-themed digital version using Google Drawings. Let's take a look at how you can get your own copy of this template and how to use it. First, you'll want to get your own copy of the template. To do this, just head over to bit.ly/Kurtz-HW poem, as in Halloween poem, where you'll find the link for the template. For your convenience, this link is also in the description below this video. Now that we have a copy, let's take a look at the layout for the template. In the middle of the template is the canvas where the students will add their words for their poem, story, or creative writing piece. At the bottom of this work area, there's a text box where the students can type in their name. On the left side of the template, there are 100 standard, non-themed words in alphabetical order. These include the typical words needed to create sentences and phrases. I pulled these words primarily from the Dolch word list based on words that I felt would be the most familiar, needed, useful, and versatile. In addition to words, this list also includes some word fragments, such as ed and ing and such, that can be added to other words to modify them. On the right side of the template, there are 88 Halloween-themed words, also in alphabetical order. I tried to include a variety of words related to Halloween, but if you need more words, there are also some blank tiles of various sizes at the bottom that can be used to type in your own words as needed. By laying out the template this way, students are able to see all of the words at once and quickly find the words they want to use. Now let's look at how you and your students can create your poem with this template. First, you can drag and drop words from the right and the left-hand side of the template and place them in the middle work area, dragging them around to wherever you need them to be. As a tip, it is much easier to grab the words by clicking on the edge of the text box. If you click in the middle of the text box, Google Drawings will think you want to edit the text. Instead, grab by the edge and drag and drop. If you need more than one copy of a word, simply copy and paste it. One fast way to do this is to select the text box and then press Ctrl D or Command D to duplicate the word. If you need to add a word that's not included in the template, simply double-click inside of one of the blank boxes and type in the word that you need. Or if you need to edit an existing word, simply click inside of the text box and then make the changes you want, such as capitalizing the word or changing the tense, making it plural, or such. Note, if you do change an existing word so that the new word is longer, you'll likely need to click and drag the edge of the text box to make the box bigger to be able to contain the new word. Keep in mind, you can also edit the template before you share it with your students if you wish to add some words or remove some words to better fit the needs of your class. When you're all done, or at any point in the process, you can share your Google drawing using the Share button, just like with any Google file. However, another option when done is to download your creation as an image. This will allow you to take that image and use it in many ways, such as printing it out or inserting it into a doc or a slideshow, posting it on your class website, or sharing on social media. To download an image version of your Google drawing, do the following. First, click on the File menu, and then choose Download and then select PNG image. Your image will now be downloaded and ready to use. Google Drawings will only download the work area of the drawing and not the word banks on the left and right sides of the main canvas. If you like this Halloween template, in the past I've created drag and drop poetry templates with a winter theme and a Valentine theme and a spring theme. Links for all of these templates are also in the description below this video. And for more Halloween activities, I also have my Google Slides Build a Jack-o'-Lantern template and my Google Docs Halloween Rebus Story template with links in the description. And for more projects using Google Tools, be sure to check out my Control-Alt-Achieve book, which contains these projects and many more ready-to-use creative activities for your students. Simply head to bit.ly/Kurtz-books. Or get the link in the description below this video. And that's it. As educators, we're always looking for new and creative ways to inspire our students to write. Hopefully, this Google Drawings Halloween poetry template will provide you with one more trick in your bag to use with your students. If your students create poems with this template, I'd love to see what they make. Please feel free to share your creations, ideas, suggestions, and questions. And as always, be sure to visit my ControlAltAchieve.com site for all of my educational technology resources. So, until next episode, be kind to each other and be kind to yourself. Take care.